This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the perpetrators and conspirators of the Pahalgam terror attack will be given a befitting reply. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi expressed anguish at the terror incident in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on the 22nd of this month. He stated that this attack shows the desperation and cowardice of the patrons of terrorism.
Jab Kashmir mein shanti laut rahi thi, school, college mein ek vibrancy thi. निर्माण कार्यों में अभूतपूर्व गति आई थी, लोकतंत्र मजबूत हो रहा था, पर्यटकों की संख्या में रिकॉर्ड बढ़ोतरी हो रही थी, लोगों की कमाई बढ़ रही थी, देश के दुश्मनों को, जम्मू कश्मीर के दुश्मनों को ये रास नहीं आया। आतंक के आका चाहते हैं कश्मीर फिर से तबाह हो जाए और इसलिए इतनी बड़ी साजिश को अंजाम दिया।
The Prime Minister asserted that the biggest strength in this war against terrorism is unity of the country and solidarity of 140 crore Indians. Prime Minister Modi said, following the terror attack, several global leaders called him up and wrote letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack.
भारत के हम लोगों में जो आक्रोश है, वो आक्रोश पूरी दुनिया में है। इस आतंकी हमले के बाद लगातार दुनिया भर से संवेदनाएं आ रही हैं। मुझे भी ग्लोबल लीडर्स ने फोन किए हैं, पत्र लिखे हैं, संदेश भेजे हैं। इस जघन्य तरीके से किए गए आतंकी हमले की सबने कठोर निंदा की है। उन्होंने मृतकों के परिवारजनों के प्रति संवेदनाएं प्रकट की है। पूरा विश्व आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में 140 करोड़ भारतीयों के साथ खड़ा है। मैं पीड़ित परिवारों को फिर भरोसा देता हूँ, उन्हें न्याय मिलेगा, न्याय मिलकर रहेगा। इस हमले के दोषियों और साजिश रचने वालों को कठोरतम जवाब दिया जाएगा।
Mr. Modi expressed happiness over the completion of 50 years of the launch of the Aryabhatta satellite in April this year. He said the country is busy preparing for many important missions like Gaganyaan, SpaceX and Chandrayaan 4. Mr. Modi informed that India is also working on the Venus orbiter mission and Mars lander mission. Talking about the earthquake that struck Myanmar last month, the Prime Minister said India immediately started Operation Brahma to assist in relief and rescue operations. He added that India's readiness as the Vishwamitra in times of crisis and the commitment to humanity are becoming the hallmark of nation's identity. On disaster management, the Prime Minister opined that alertness is the most important thing in dealing with any natural disaster. He told listeners about Sachet app, which they can use during any natural disaster like flood, cyclone, landslide, etc. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has intensified probe into the Pahalgam terror attack case. NIA teams are camping at the terror attack site since Wednesday. The NIA said in a statement that the teams, overseen by an IG, a DIG and an SP from the anti-terror agency, are examining the eyewitnesses who had seen the attack unfold at the Besaran Valley. The government today said that a WhatsApp message that has been spreading across various social media platforms claiming that the government opened a bank account for Indian Army modernization is misleading. The fact-check unit of the PIB informed that the claimed message is fake. The death toll from a massive explosion at Shahid Rajai port near Bandar Abbas in southern Iran has risen to 25. According to Iranian state media, around 800 others are injured in the incident. The blast occurred yesterday when a fuel tanker exploded at the port in Hormuzgan province. However, the government said the exact cause is still under investigation. Uganda has declared an end to the Ebola Sudan virus disease outbreak after completing a 42-day mandatory countdown without any new confirmed cases reported. The declaration came in less than 3 months after the virus was detected in the capital, Kampala. In women's cricket, the first ODI of the Tri-Nation series between India and host Sri Lanka is underway in Colombo. In a rain-curtailed game restricted to 39 overs a side, chasing a target of 148 runs, India was 62 for 1 in 13 overs a short while ago. Earlier, Sri Lanka were bowled out for 147 in 38.1 overs. In IPL T20 cricket, the match between host Mumbai Indians and Lucknow Super Giants is underway in Mumbai. Lucknow won the toss and opted to field. Host Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.